Take a deep breath and exhale it very slowly. You can imagine that your breath is like the ocean with waves coming and going. In and out. In and out. In and out. Perhaps you can hear the music of the waves upon the shore. Watch the waves as you breathe in and breathe out. Imagine now that you are lying down, resting upon the shore. You can imagine all the weight leaving your body. Use your imagination, for it is a profound gift to use and enjoy. Next, just imagine yourself beginning to float safely, bit by bit. Allow yourself to float comfortably a little bit above where you are lying. Enjoy yourself rising up and floating in the air. If you take another breath, you can release pressure and tension that once held you down. And releasing them, you begin to rise a little more, safely and pleasantly. Rise up on the wings of your mind. Feel yourself floating freely in the air. And you can observe the world unfolding below you. See the colors of the planet, the blues and greens, and the earth tones. As you rise higher and higher into the heavens, glide upward, ever upward, toward the realm of the angels, toward understanding, toward light, toward beauty, and unconditional love. Beauty surrounds you in the sanctity of the heavens. Here is where many worlds exist, beyond the confines of your everyday mind. Now move into your psychic mind. And just as a seed contains the promise of growth, so does your psychic mind already contain the promise of greater gifts. If you choose a path of service to others, you can discover and develop your inner psychic gifts. When you choose to serve others with patience, love, and compassion, you automatically become a channel of the angels' blessings. As you let go of old fixed ideas, doubts, and other negative influences, the angels help you to open the way for new love, patience, and gentleness. They will help you to enhance all your six senses. And you can begin to enjoy the rewards of your new reality. Higher knowledge is usually communicated in silence. So as you move forward after this meditation, you may choose to go daily into greater silence within. Be receptive to the guidance of your angels and the divine source. Your higher mind guides you and protects you, even when you are not consciously aware of it. Your angels are urging you to grow in the silence of your spiritual self. Now it's time to ask your angels to help you with psychic gifts which have been given to you as a natural innate sense. Everyone has these gifts. For some, each gift is a little bit different in its degree of intensity. Perhaps as you move through this meditation, you'll find one particular gift or channel that seems the strongest at this time. Let's start with your clairvoyance. Are you naturally visually oriented? Seeing images is one form of angel communication. Angels will send you divine guidance through images, visions, and little mini movies. These are often seen in vivid color, but can also be viewed in black and white. If you wish to further expand this sense with your angels, just ask them in meditation to send you images. You can also ask them to send you a sign that these images are from them. Now let's move to your psychic sense of clairaudience, or hearing messages in the mind. Are you drawn to music or have musical ability? You may find that clairaudience is one of your strongest channels. Angel communication is often nonverbal. However, sometimes we have the ability to hear outside the normal range of sound. This extrasensory ability may come to us in all forms of sound, including words, sentences, musical tones, or musical melodies. The tones may also be strong, high buzzing in either of your ears. If you wish to further expand this sense with your angels, just ask them in meditation to send some type of verbal message. You can also ask them if one particular kind of verbal message is better for you to receive than another. The next sense you will be working on with your angels is clairsentience, or sensory communication with your body. Are you highly sensitive to bodily sensations? Sometimes you will feel angel messages through the sensations in your body. These can include flutters in the stomach area, tingles on the skin, a buzzing feeling, or even a feeling of warmth enveloping your body. If you wish to expand this sense with your angels, just ask them in meditation to start sending noticeable body sensations. Let's move on to clairempathy, or sensory communication with feeling emotions. Are you emotionally sensitive or sensitive to others' emotions? Angel communication can often come through sensations, that is, receiving information through the emotions. Sometimes, just feeling the angels can even bring us to tears. Other indicators that angels want to communicate with us or through us may be a feeling that the air pressure in the room has changed. There may be an electrical charge in the air, or feelings of deep peace that overcome us. When clairsentience is heightened, we may even feel the touch of an angel. If you wish to expand the sense with your angels, just ask them to communicate with you through your emotional feeling senses, and then monitor what happens. And for this set of psychic senses, we'll be moving to our final sixth sense of claircognizance. This is insightful communication through knowing. Claircognizance is the knowing of something without knowing how you know it or why you know it. Thoughts come into our energy field, and answers seem to be available to us instantaneously. We can also acquire insights and concepts we've never thought about before, or finding out a useful piece of information, but not knowing where it came from. Very often, this sense allows us to receive new creative ideas and inspiration. If you wish to expand this sense with your angels, just ask them to communicate with you through your thought processes. Ask for a new idea or creative inspiration, and then be alert to thoughts dropping in your mind or things that come to you in your dreams, like revelations. Now it's time to come back into physical reality. You can thank your angels and let them know you'll be in touch with them soon. Maybe in another meditation or through your own meditative efforts. I'm going to begin counting from 1 to 5. When I reach the number 5, you will open your eyes and be fully awake and oriented to your surroundings. 1, coming up. 2, 3, almost there. 4, and 5, fully awake and alert. You may wish to touch something to ground yourself and drink some water. You can listen to this meditation as many times as you wish to fully enhance your new psychic skill sets that you've been working on with the angels.